This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When the American president boldly proclaimed a respect of liberty and the freedoms expressed in the Constitution of the United States,
we should give particular attention to the needs of those countries which share our view of the world crisis. Our view of the world crisis is that countries are entitled to national sovereignty and independence. That is all we have ever suggested. That is the purpose of our aid, to make it more possible. Now, if a country has ceased to choose national sovereignty or ceased to choose a national independence, then, of course, our aid becomes less useful.
Well, take a look at who is steering the ship today. The New World Order Panderer-in-Chief. President Obama was recently in Vietnam hyping the prospect of slashing tariffs on products imported into the United States, aggressively pushing a multinational corporation sovereign-killing trade deal linking 40% of the global economy into a full-blown smackdown on the already struggling U.S. economy. The LA Times writes, ordinarily a presidential administration would wait until Congress ratifies a trade agreement before putting it into force with member nations. But with just 8 months left in office and presidential candidates Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders all against the deal, Obama and his advisors appear to have concluded that they must speed up that lengthy process to preserve the trade pact. This president of ours is blatantly taking this country down and spreading his belly full of total loathing for America across the globe. This is the same president that signed the NDAA in the middle of the night after threatening to veto it, a document guaranteeing that American citizens can be disappeared by the authorities without any explanation, much less their rights.
These people are saying that the passing of the bill, basically it means to them that the Rubicon has been crossed. That this means America will become complete and possibly irreversible totalitarian military state.
Well, then our only hope is some defective armed force members.
I think that's our only chance, is the military needs to enforce our Constitution, and our congressmen are trampling over the rules that were established over 200 years ago. And that's the whole problem. There's too much corruption in the executive branch and in the congressional.
The same president behind a draft to install a government official into each home to oversee your children. The document states, the first step in systematically embedding effective family engagement practices in educational settings is to establish a culture where families are seen as assets and partners in children's development. The same president that lied his tail off to get into office in order to enact globalist New World Order directives while simultaneously rewarding the corporate demons running the central banks with toppled regimes and more central banks. Obama is the first president in U.S. history to not see a single year of 3% GDP growth. That is who was apologizing to Japan and Vietnam for the rhetoric of Donald Trump.
They're rattled by it, and for good reason, because a lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through what it is that is required to keep America safe and secure and prosperous.
If they're rattled in a friendly way, we're going to have great relationships with these countries. He's a president who's done a horrible job. Everybody understands that. He's a president who's allowed many of these countries to totally take advantage of him and us, unfortunately. And he's got to say something. And it's unusual that every time he has a press conference, he's talking about me.
Say what you want about Trump.
The majority group who support Trump are white families with a lot of money.
Albeit, you are an absolute fool if you can't stomach the facts and realize that Obama is 1,000 times worse. In years to come, if the United States is still here, we will be adamantly apologizing for electing President Barack Obama to 2 terms.
In America, there's a failure to appreciate Europe's leading role in the world. Instead of celebrating your dynamic union and seeking to partner with you to meet common challenges, there have been times where America's shown arrogance. and then dismiss it.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, we're launching this Friday transmission.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream.
because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 27th day of May 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours today. Jakari Jackson just got back from several days on the West Coast, but also in New Mexico, experiencing the anti-Trump, anti-free speech riots. He got hit with a rock. He got tear gassed previous to that in Ferguson. They got smoke bombed also out in California. He's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour. While Ben Garrison, the famous, extremely famous, he's one of the top political cartoonists in the last century, really, syndicated around the country, they've been trying to censor him as of late, saying he's racist for criticizing Barack Obama. And, of course, he did a cartoon last week showing the first lady, the first tranny, according to Joan Rivers, Michelle Obama, looking like a man versus the new first lady that's coming down the road, hopefully. That's Donald Trump's wife. Political cartoons have always made fun of how people look and exacerbated flaws. I mean, I've been made to look like everything you can imagine in political cartoons. In fact, they've done many political cartoons for whatever reason where I'm a woman, whatever. You know, this is all just part of political satire. But they're trying to act like that's illegal, that's wrong, that can't be done. And that ties into an article out of Germany. Fines for online speech can run into the thousands of euros. It's happening. Arrest. Fines. They're reactivating Stasi operatives. You cannot make this up. And this is what they want to sell and push here in the United States. And then, of course, David Knight's going to be honchoing the fourth hour today. Now, I want to get into campaign 2016. I want to get into the so-called recovery, which they admit is a fraud. We are also going to be looking at what's happening outside of our world that affects what's happening on our planet, because we kind of get this idea that, well, we live here in America, so the rest of the world doesn't exist, or we live here on the planet, so the rest of the universe doesn't exist. The truth is, most science that is seen as settled, whether it was 500 years ago or 50 years ago, turns out to be wrong or partially wrong as we learn more. An example of that is people used to think the world was flat. Now we can see the sun and other planets turning with telescopes and know that they are indeed spherical. And we understand a lot more about the sun and the mathematics of how it operates as a giant thermonuclear furnace. But we also were told that we weren't hit by large asteroids, but every few million years. Now that we have satellites, we can see all the big craters on the planet that have just been filled in by trees and grass or oceans or seas or lakes. I don't know how old the world is. And from a scientific perspective, we can't document exactly where human life came from. Those are the mysteries of the universe. Or what created the universe? What created reality? You can always say, well, God did. Well, then what came before God? I guess God. It's that age-old question. But I know this. There is a bizarre arrogance by the power elite, as they call themselves, by the parasites, where 6 years ago at the UN, at the Copenhagen summit, there were all these scientists there saying, look, it's the sun that drives climate. And the sun goes in 12-year cycles, and then in larger, it looks like 120-year cycles, and then it's got 1,000-year cycles, because the ancients marked all this down very, very clearly. And then we've done studies the last few hundred years, scientists have. The sun is one of the most studied objects, obviously, in the universe. It's very close to us. It's very visible. It's very easy to study. Our life is based on it. Almost completely, without the sun, we'd be dead in a matter of hours. So the UN voted, you can actually pull this article up, UN votes to say that the sun does not affect climate change, that it's all humans, so that they can tax us and say that we are the problem when there's a tornado or a hurricane or a snowstorm or a dust storm or a firestorm or whatever the case may be. It's like the Vatican 500 years ago saying that the Earth was the center of the universe and that the sun and other planets orbited the Earth. And 100 years before that, they were locking up Copernicus and, you know, Galileo and people are trying to because they said the Earth was round. Spherical. But now there is new video out shot by NASA, and this is also observed by amateur astronomers, and there is new photos out that show the sun imploding, basically sputtering like your engine cutting out for a moment, because it is the continued controlled thermonuclear explosion of the hydrogen and other gases. You just go to the encyclopedia if you want and, you know, read about how the sun operates. In fact, guys, I'm no physicist. I know the basics. I'm no astrophysicist. But you guys just print me an encyclopedia breakdown on how the sun operates so I get this exactly right. The point is, most people don't even know anything about the sun or care when it's the most important things physically in our lives. When it has a mass coronal ejection, it sometimes shoots out molten plasma and light energy hundreds of millions of miles, and if it ever actually was pointed directly at the Earth, would fry the Earth. Some of these coronal ejections are so big, not just radiation, not just light, you know, that blasts satellites and communications, but so much heat it would actually burn off our atmosphere. That's what it's shooting out into space. That's how powerful it is. So before I get into all the worldly news, let's talk about what's really going on. It'd be like if you had a magnifying glass in your backyard looking at an ant, and you thought that was the whole universe. And then you stood up and looked around you, and you were in the middle of a big city with skyscrapers around you, and you were in a little grass lot, you know, in the back of a Chinese food restaurant. It's the same thing. The public just focuses in, and the globalists want us to focus in on a few grains of sand and a few pieces of grass and an ant, maybe a doodle bug or something crawling by. Well, here's the article in the Daily Express. Is the sun disintegrating? You are free to use any means necessary, but I want them alive. No disintegrations. NASA spots a monster hole open up on our star, and it's our star. I don't worship the sun, but if I was a pagan, that's what I'd worship. It warms us. It gives us life. It the plants grow. It's just everything physical. You got to have light, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. Without that, you're dead. We're carbon-based life forms, and it's the sun, and I love it. I love the sun. All the ancients loved it. It's common sense. It's good. And the average person's knowledge on the sun is just almost zero. So it's a huge explosion going on of compact gas on fire, but its gravity so big it sucks that in a controlled explosion, and at the edges of its gravity it forms the event horizon or the edge of the sun. But then explosions inside cause huge eruptions coming out from it. Mass coronal ejections. If you're a TV viewer, I've got NASA HD footage of the sun behind us. And man, this new footage and these new photos show it looks like a good 20-30% of the sun implodes in and goes what looks like dark matter, where the light's not even escaping. It goes dark red, which means it's not even as hot as the white hot. And the scientists are saying it looks like it was losing its combustion. It was losing its stability. And folks, when suns start to do this, they either shrivel up and form red dwarfs, white dwarfs, black dwarfs, depending on what type of sun they were. And then a lot of times those end up imploding. You have a nova, and it explodes, or a supernova, and the whole solar system goes goodbye. There's lots of different variants of this. But let me tell you, when you're sitting there looking at the sun, and the whole top implodes in, like the top of Kennedy's head blowing off, and it all turns black, and you see there's nothing there, and it's not the sun in there. Big piece of the sun just disappears. Boy, that's scary. The article's up on InfoWars.com. Is the sun disintegrating? NASA spots monster hole open up on our star. Our star. Our lifeline.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Play a bunch of Trump clips, get into him and the supposed Bernie Sanders debate that's coming up, the latest on the Hillary scandal with the Inspector General from the State Department saying, no, she clearly broke the law. She's clearly lied. I mean, she's done. If she doesn't get indicted, this is one of the most flagrant examples of someone being caught red-handed committing crime and not getting in trouble. But all that aside, our sun is a AG type main sequence star, G2V based on spectral class, and is informally referred to as a yellow dwarf. It's a little star. It formerly, approximately 4.6 billion years ago, they think, from the gravitational collapse of matter within a region of the large molecular cloud, most of this matter gathered in the center, whereas the rest flattened into an orbital disk that became the solar system. The central mass became increasingly hot and dense, eventually intergalactic fusion in its core. Or INTA, can you pronounce this, nuclear fusion at its core. And then it just goes on to how they think it's operating. The point is, you can go study the sun. It's very interesting, obviously. Sunspots, magnetic field, neutrinos, its atmosphere, how it's operating, the different levels of the sun. But here's the bottom line from a layperson, and this is what the scientists are saying in the news articles. When you see the surface of the sun collapse in 30, 40% deep, that means the core is sputtering and collapsing further, and it's losing stability. And from just a lay researcher, but I was checking it, and then they say this, it's never been seen a collapse of this level. So let me tell you, your insurance policy isn't going to cover this if the sun collapses. And I know you know that, but the TSA can't keep you safe with a checkpoint from the sun collapsing, and it just shows the elite are not God. And they can try to pass laws where the UN says the sun does not affect climate. It is total and complete malarkey. But I suggest folks just go research the corona. That's just the hot area around the sun, the flares, the prominence, the chromosphere, the photosphere. And as you go beneath the surface into the different areas in the core, it's just absolutely spectacular. And then out from that, you've got the solar wind, and that's what knocks out satellites and things like that and comes through the atmosphere and forms nuclei that allows water droplets to form. I mean, the sun just dominates Earth. It dominates basically all activity on Earth other than volcanic activity. That is heat trapped, of course, in our core, and it stays hot because of gravitational pressures. That is the only other heat source on this planet that's measurable to any degree is volcanic activity, tectonic activity. The pressures. And it's believed that some life could still operate in the deep sea, or if the sun blew and we had time to know it was about to blow or collapse, that they could have limited numbers of people go below the Earth and try to set up thermal civilizations, at least for a time, until we built spacecraft to get out of the dead solar system. But obviously, we don't have anything near that technology now or the commitment to work together to have something like that. And I'm just, again, as a layperson here who's done cursory studying of this, marveling at it. I mean, I'm not trying to scare people and saying the sun's collapsing. They'll probably be on MSNBC by tonight. I'm simply pointing out this is how tenuous things are on this planet. Whether it's asteroids or comets or pole shifts or mega earthquakes, every ancient civilization said that they went through giant cataclysms on a routine basis. But scientists today tell us, oh, no, it only happens every few million years. But all the data is saying that's not true. Like in the case of the comet that hit one of the gas giants, Shoemaker-Levy. They had to say, okay, we think every few thousand years a big asteroid hits. Every 100,000 years a giant one. Now they're saying, okay, maybe sooner than that. Because they're able to watch them with radio telescopes come by on a routine basis with near misses, asteroids that would cause a dinosaur-level extinction event on terra firma. So, I don't care about red carpets and acting cool and trendiness because I can walk out and look at the sun every day or the moon or the Horsehead Nebula through my telescope in my backyard. There's just so much incredible stuff around us. And the fact that a NASA spokesman said coronal holes are low-density regions of the sun's atmosphere known as the corona, and we've just seen a major collapse in the corona giving us a view deeper into the sun. Pretty scary stuff.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effect, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Social engineers love to say that perception is reality. And yeah, if somebody's on PCP or LSD, if they're taking enough of it, they think they can jump off a 100-story building and fly. They may believe they're actually flying till gravity sets in when they hit the bottom and turn into a pulverized mess for the fire department to clean up. And what I try to do here is just to get people to think outside the box. I know that's a cliched statement, but that's really what we're trying to do. And just look at history and then look at what's currently happening and then look at where we're going, where our trajectory is headed, and it isn't pretty. And I've been charting that trajectory for 21 years on air, and folks that have been longtime listeners have pointed out, wow, this guy knows what he's talking about, on average. And you can go back to shows I did 20 years ago or 15 years ago, to films I made 19 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, and you watch them, and it's like, wow, all that ended up happening. Wow, this guy really had a handle on things. Well, let me take away some credit from myself. The globalist social engineers have written hundreds of books and thousands of white papers admitting everything they plan to do. And let me tell you what's scary. They've gotten close to 90% done of what they want. Now, they wanted to have most of this done, world government openly in place by 2000, and then have a lot of their program in place by 2016, 2017. They're about 16, 17 years behind. They're trying to accelerate things right now and get it all done. And they're getting a lot of it done, but it's really revealing it to people. So they're just upping the propaganda, upping the disinfo, upping the smoke screens, the infighting, the balkanization. And I don't think it's going too well for them, but I'll tell you what's scary. They don't seem to care. They're committed. They're going ahead with it. Now, I want to play a bunch of Trump clips, and I mentioned this yesterday, so I actually want to play it today because it is a big deal. Katie Couric got caught with this big documentary, this anti-gun documentary, and we've written articles about it for a few days. We've done reports on it. The Nightly News has. Shock video, Katie Couric edited gun documentary to silence pro-gun groups, and folks were inside and able to record what really happened. People are getting smart because they do this trick. They've got a bunch of tricks. They've done it to me where they'll ask you a question, you'll answer it, and then they'll just say, we need to just shoot some footage and get some room noise right now, which is true. So in case they edit things, they have, you know, the room noise so you don't hear pops and hisses, you know, in the broadcast. Or they'll put an image over you and do a jump cut and cut from not what you were saying to an answer, but to some other answer to make you look like a crazy person. Or sometimes they just take like an hour of what I've said and edit it together frame by frame where I'm saying the wildest stuff you could ever imagine, and it's even obvious it's been heavily edited. But they don't care. They think their viewers are that stupid or aren't paying attention. I mean, it's wild. Or even your conscious mind knows you just saw a dirty edit, a deceptive spliced edit. But your subconscious still comes off with the fact that I'm saying I want to kill black people or I hate women or I want to murder children. Because they'll take where I've said that and edit it together. You've seen it on the national news. You've seen it online. And you ask yourself, what's the tactic? Because they won't say this is satire or this is a joke. We've taken videos of Obama and edited them before to make him say wild things a few times, but said this is a joke. So what are they getting at? I mean, do they know what they're doing, or are they arrogant? Well, I think with a 6% trust rate in the national media and national polls, probably lower than that, I think it's failed. So you got to ask yourself, are they smoking their own dope? Is the establishment and their minions, their propagandists, their disinformation agents, their pitchmen, are they the only ones that are believing the bull anymore? Is another question. But there's such an important article I ran into today, because I scan the news at night in the morning and, you know, do some of my own research, obviously, but the crew gives me hundreds of articles a day and dozens of video clips to go over. And one really caught my eye and really clicked. And I had an original thought in the paradigm of the globalist model that connected so many dots. And I'm learning new stuff all the time, but this was game-changing. And I've been told the founder of the Pirate Bay is a listener and that we should be able to get him on, so I want to have that happen. But this is just an incredible, incredible, incredible statement. When it comes to understanding what globalism is, it's not Star Trek. It's not everybody kumbaya under the UN symbol out there fighting, you know, evil 7-foot lizards. And it's not what Zeitgeist pushes. It's a nightmare, according to their own admissions. But this was such a realization when I saw this. I mean, I knew this. I've talked about this forever. You knew this, but there's that moment when it just crystallizes and you totally get it. In fact, it's in the Darren McBreen promo piece that we did. It's like 7 minutes long on network, but you can probably find the piece online. The corporate board scene where Howard Beale is in there with the head of the multinational conglomerate, and he says, "You have meddled with the tidal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and you will atone. You think you've only simply stopped a merger, Mr. Beale." And then he goes into how globalism works. 1970s film, in your face. Robert Duvall is so good in that movie. We got a hit. We got a big hit. Wish I could quote it fully. But when I read this article, it was just like, wow. Absolutely. I see what they're doing. And then these power players come together and weld the system all into one piece. And you can really see they're doing it. And if they just had goodwill for humanity, I would be behind global government. As long as nation states and people opted in, could get out when they wanted to, there wasn't a central world government army, you know, a lot of things like that. That's what you don't want. But yeah, a 1776 global republic of states, that's how you do stop war. But see, they have all these great ideas of why they want world government, but then they're the ones like Loki running around stirring up the crises to bring in more control. And when they get more control, they even cause more crisis and attack the earth. John Bowne has an excellent report up on Infowars.com. New World Order destroys the earth and you get the bill. They're the ones destroying it, and then they set up a system to bill you for it and they give themselves more power. But I'm going to cover this article in just a moment. Here it is. It's CNBC. Arjun Karpal is the article. I want to post this on Infowars.com, folks. Mark Zuckerberg is director of Facebook Nation, the Pirate Bay founder, said. Now, again, folks, when I say director, I'm being sarcastic because the real headline is Mark Zuckerberg is dictator of Facebook Nation, the Pirate Bay founder said. Now, think about this. They don't call it global government. They call it global governance. They don't call it dictatorship. They call it centralized directive technocracy. Centralized directive technocracy is the word they've been using for about 6 years in popular parlance at Davos, Switzerland meetings that are the highest level public regurgitation of what Club of Rome, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, all the same people, all the same roundtable groups were organizing and pushing to the media and to their fellow travelers at the next level down the pyramid or the next circle out from the centralized system. Mark Zuckerberg, so I make the point, Mark Zuckerberg is director of Facebook Nation, the Pirate Bay founder. And I use that term to remind you that they normally call themselves directors. But he is dictatorial and setting up a dictatorial system, and that's what the Pirate Bay is saying, and that's exactly what this is. But Zuckerberg himself is nothing but an intelligence agency frontman to be the public face, to be the president, basically, of the military-industrial complex and the big banking cartel that created Facebook, that financed Facebook, and that has allowed it to the courts and systems central control. Here are the four big groups. Apple, Google, Facebook, and then, of course, you've got Twitter, but that's a subgroup, and then IBM, and you could say five. But I don't think Twitter is that central. And again, these are all spinoffs of a technocracy plan launched by IBM and Thomas Watson and the Cold Spring Harbor Initiative more than 100 years ago in New York, then beta tested in New York City with Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation. And they are creating a system that becomes the Internet, where they put regulations and controls in and taxes and end Internet net neutrality everywhere else, where they force you onto Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter platforms. IBM runs a lot of the infrastructure, or was the original core progenitor, but now it's just really a name. And it's the robber baron industrial class, military industrial class, big pharma class, scientific invasion force, just like they were aliens from Mars in War of the Worlds studying us, like a scientist would study microbes in a petri dish, to quote the beginning of War of the Worlds. Think about how epic that is. And then they create a nation within nations within the world. See, globalism always creates master regions and then breaks down the original sovereign systems and then dissolves that into sub-directives that are balkanized but owe fealty to the larger centralized system itself, just another managing board of the other two, the trifecta. Three global regions with sub-regions, 10 sub-regions with 10 sub-regions within those regions. Three global regions broken into 10 regions, three regions in each with one super governing region, the 10th, then with 10 regions per three regions. It's almost like Lord of the Rings. Here, have these nine rings. Here, have these other rings. Oh, I didn't tell you about this ring. Zuckerberg, you know, gets everybody's little meeting. Oh, you'll be the good conservatives that kiss my ring, and you'll be allowed to operate for a while. Here's your free rings. But I have this one. But, of course, they know full well he's got the ring. But the truth is, Facebook itself isn't the one ring. It's only a part of the one ring. That's how they deceive all these people. It's amazing. And my dad, again, in Plan 2 in the mid-1960s in high school, was already going to the University of Texas out of high school in the summers. And they told him all this. They were like, here's CD-ROM, and we're going to have a technocracy, and we're going to, you know, breed people to be more advanced, and we're going to create this one-world government. That was all mainline back then. And then folks would warn about it, and they'd have the national news go, the John Birch Society is completely insane. None of that's going on, even though it was in all these different textbooks and white papers. So you read this article, it is so incredibly profound because it just throws it in your face that that's really what it is. These mega global corporate nations, how do you get people to join a global government? Here's the profound thought. How do you get people to join a global government when there's not a culture, there's not a nation state? It's just some guy from Harvard who suddenly took over a third of the internet and calls his users dumb effers and spies on everyone and is connected to agencies and the government, but that's okay because your culture is Facebook. Your family's there. Your job's there. Where you eat's there. Your life is there. That's your nation. That's your tribe led by a predator who's a front man for super predators who calls you dumb and who censors people around the world and helps the communist Chinese censor en masse. That's how global government has its nations, is its cyber nations. And China has its own cyber nation now. And they've said, we're going to have a behavioral score in the real world, but also in the cyber world, all fed back digitally. And if you do anything anti-government or anti-Facebook or anti-establishment, or even speak out against us, or even don't do exactly what we want, we will downgrade you to a point where you can't get credit and can't operate and can't live and can't even have a website on the internet, period, or on Facebook. Coming to America, China introduces credit score for obedient citizens, social isolation for people who express controversial opinions or dissent. What did Matt Drudge say before that article ever came out, before they announced that? He said, these are internet ghettos where they dehumanize you. And he's the president, unelected. He builds it with the government, with Intutel, with the CIA. They're allowed to do things nobody else is allowed to do. Everybody else will be sued out of existence. The regulators are hands off. The antitrust groups are hands off. The government lets them spy, do illegal things, hands off. China lets them in because it's part of the takeover. And then your president, your dictator, is Mark Zuckerberg, who goes to Bilderberg and who does big pump-and-dump schemes on the internet and who decides who gets to be seen and who gets to heard and what restaurant gets to have visitors and what restaurant doesn't. Total control over everything if we don't realize it and say something about it and do something about it. And the good news is people are. Even mainstream news says Facebook is, quote, eating the internet. Mark Zuckerberg is director of Facebook. Again, I use that term because they normally dial that back, but this time they're being honest. Mark Zuckerberg, it actually says, is dictator of Facebook Nation, the Pirate Bay founder says. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is the dictator of the biggest nation in the world. It's got billions of people. The co-founder of the file-sharing site Pirate Bay told CNBC on Friday as he denounced the centralization of power on the Internet. Speaking during an interview with the Next Web Conference in Amsterdam, Peter Sund said that there is no democracy online. People in the tech industry have a lot of responsibilities, but they never really discuss those things. Facebook is the biggest nation in the world. We have a dictator. If you look at it from the democracy standpoint, Mark Zuckerberg is a dictator. I did not elect him. He sets the rules, he told CNBC. And you really can't opt out of Facebook. I'm not on Facebook, but there are a lot of drawbacks in my offline world. No party invitations, no updates from friends. People stop talking to you because you're not on Facebook. So it has real-life implications. Yeah. And here's the bigger deal. It's spying on you and manipulating you and taking you out of Facebook if you don't comply and then acting like it's not a social engineering, social control grid. I'm going to skip this network break. Because there will be no future. There will be no radio. There will be no independent systems if they have their way, because they're going to let Facebook, YouTube, which is Google, Apple systems, and a few others, along with communist China and governments working with them, and meeting with Facebook and Apple and others. I mean, Apple makes its slave goods there with suicide nets. That's what they think of humans. They'll do that to them. They'll do that to you. And while you're busy worried about tranny bathrooms and all these faux rights, all of our basic rights are being taken. That's the smokescreen. This man's a dog. A fire hydrant must be provided for him. You know, this is where it's going. The state must pay to dump Drano in this woman's eyes because her identity is she's blind. Meanwhile, we're competing against China that has billions of slaves. A billion plus slaves. You understand where this is going? These are hardcore people who funded the Arab Spring to overthrow more truly progressive governments and install hardcore jihadist Wahhabiist garbage. They mean business. Our so-called CIA is openly run by multinational robber barons that have overthrown every country they can, leftist, right-wing, populist, they don't care, to install robber barons to rob everyone and make everyone poor. They want you poor. They want you dumb. They want you stupid. That's why I started the broadcast saying, there's a big club and we ain't in it, playing the famous clips of George Carlin. Talk about a prophet. And by the way, every time I say somebody's behaving like a prophet, I don't mean they're a literal biblical prophet. I said yesterday in this video that in the people's message to Donald Trump, you have entered the historical sector or the archetype of a deliverer or a prophet like Moses, taking us out of bondage. I didn't literally mean he was Moses. But see, we're so concerned about words, and most people don't even get the meanings of words or the subtle nuances of language. Just as George Orwell said, the Fabian Socialist plan that he was part of was to reduce language where you couldn't even communicate with people, and there'll be that final generation that has enough of a palette of ideas and words and symbols and ideas that they could ever communicate or resurrect civilization, and once they're gone, it's all over, except for the technocrats walled off in their high-tech system. They will have all that advanced systems, but we won't. You're like, well, that'll be okay. We'll just be dumb savages. No, we're being reduced down to blibbering idiots so that we are profane, and so it's not a spiritual sin to kill us because we will be animals. And then karmically, the elite will not take on the burden of exterminating us. It is metaphysical. It is a cult. I don't follow it. They do. I understand it. There's some truth there, but the way they do it, it's very weird. I just go with God, go with my gut, go with my center. Well, I see what they're doing. It's very twisted. I don't read it all, but man, they're doing some really bad stuff, folks. And they need you to give up and decide you're an animal. Give up and decide you don't have free will. Give up and start hating everybody around you. Give up and be mean to those that are stupider than you right under you, so that metaphysically you can then be preyed upon. Don't prey on people. It opens the door spiritually to get jacked over. Do you understand that? But evil people just don't get it. And fallen people just don't get it. And I'm fallen too, but I mean really fallen. I mean, you like being fallen. I'm fallen and I know it, and I want to get resurrected. I want my spirit uploaded to the real God, and I don't want to hang around with these people. I want to go to the next level. Call it the heavens, whatever you want. Yeah, take me to the mothership. And I don't mean that in a literal sense. You know what I mean. I don't want to sit here and prey on my own species and rule over a bunch of idiots. And everyone's into being victims. Everyone's into being slighted. And everyone's into just fantasy land. And that's the knowledge of evil, not the knowledge of good. And so it is very, very transcendent to understand that they are building a total, complete counterfeit. And you wonder, why is the mainstream media and Facebook culture and Google culture promoting Mao Zedong and stuff so alien, so ugly, so weird? Why do movie theaters in Austin say they want women to pee standing up? That sounds stupid. No, they're being led into the guild as social engineers. They know they're part of it. They know they're following something bigger to end us as a species. They believe if they help end us as a species, that will give them entree to the elite. No, betraying your own species and everything that's good about us will not give you entrance. The elite aren't getting entrance. And by the way, it's not some magical grass is greener, cross the troll bridge, get Valhalla. It's already here. We've been given by the Creator everything we need to build anything we want and do anything we want. Anything! The things we can do today were unimaginable 1,000 years ago. Unimaginable. The things we will do in 100 years, if we survive this, will be unimaginable. You will not be able to conceive them. What we do after that will be unconceivable to those a year before. And what we do a second after that will be unconceivable to everything that was ever done before. We're entering the unconceivable. Where did the universe come from? Where did it end? Where does it begin? You will know all of that. And then you won't want to screw people over anymore. Once you've been in the presence of God. That's why they tell you there's no God while they fight to act like they're God and say they're God every millisecond, because they know there's a God. But they are on such twisted power trips that they want to be gods themselves. When you were made by God, in the image of God, hiding in plain view, you don't even get the riddle that a 2-year-old could figure out. And that's because you're fallen. And you're like your adopted father, the devil, who loves death. And all those that hate me, Christ said, love death. And you love it. Briefly, let's skip that break. Support us. Buy the products. X2 sale ends in a few days. I'm going to have to end it Sunday because it is selling out. And we won't get any more in for almost a month. It's a good halogen. If you don't get it, I think you're nuts. The bad halogens are bombarding us. We're under chemical attack. It's on record. This can't reverse a lot of the damage, but it can stop, in my view and research, more of the damage happening. It's a game changer, and it gets so much of stuff out of your body. It's $23 for only $29. It's the most powerful true iodine out there. It's true atomic iodine out of the earth, totally clean. It is the real deal. It's what God gave us. It's what we operate off of. We die without it. It's why they've done everything they can to starve us of it. They've got all these 5-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. If you only buy one product, this is it. I cannot emphasize this enough. It's so important for people to take it. Patrick, from an undisclosed location, 5-star review. I put my entire family on iodine. Everyone loves it and notices the difference. AC from Springfield, MA. Thank you. 5 stars. Daily use. InfoWarsLife.com. Got other specials at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and Supermel Vitality is back in. We need fuel to load the engines and another bombing run by the product. Second hour coming up. We're getting into the whole situation with the Trump clips and more.
Visit GCNLive.com today.